You are now listening to the sounds of
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Girl, I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take the stay. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. I say, you can tell me.
You are now tuning in to Zion the Archangel, The Revolution, Your Addiction, Aviana, Miss Niecy, JJ, and your girl, the plus size Boosa Joya.
Yeah.
I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take a stay. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. On your phone. And you know I'm coming home. I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. When I'm gone, you can turn it on your radio. Your radio. Your radio.
You are now tuning in to WATB 1420 AM on YULradio.com, and I am your host, one of your hosts, the plus size Boosa Joya. And this week on our show, we have a tasty show, should I say. We have the owner, Mrs. Tate of Love, just spelled L-O-V-E-E, okay, My Cupcakes. Yes, and when I tell you they are something to love, honey child, they are something to love. Also, this New Year's Eve, we will be attending. So if you want to meet the YUL family, definitely join us at the opening of Chef Jayon's. He's a YUL family chef. at the opening of Boogaloo, it's going to be located in Buckhead. So be sure to come out, check us out, check out the food, check out the restaurant. They say it's hot. So you do not want to miss that. And also, as we know, it's the end of the year and 2013 has came to a close. So I want you to think positive and big for 2014. In order to get different results in 2014, you have to do things differently. Remember, your dream only works if you work. So if you wake up without a goal, go back to sleep. But don't sleep on 2014. Make it your year. With many blessings from the YUL family, happy holidays and happy new year from YULradio.com.
Tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Aviana, your hostess with the mostest, bringing you all of the industry's addictions and fixes.
Yeah.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl AM in the AM here, all up in your ear with your daily dose of attention, Avi. So that's a new thing that we're doing. Anything you see via social media, or it could be on a website, anything online, you just tag me. My name is at Addicted, the number 2, and then Avi, A-H-V-I. Or if you want to do a screenshot, if it's nothing that you can tag me in, just do a screenshot, send it to my email, which is addicted, the number 2, Avi, A-H-V-I, at gmail.com. So for this week, you guys, this is my second week doing this, and everybody has really caught on to it. So I'm on my Instagram, and as soon as the last show last week aired, and I put it out that we're going to be doing, you know, whenever you tag me in something, that I'm going to announce it on air, like, my social media has went ham. And I'm like, okay, well, what's going on? And everybody's like, you need to broadcast on this guy. So his Instagram name is 2, the number 2, Real, R-E-A-L, Mac, M-A-C, and then Dat T. I'm sorry, Dat V. So it's 2 Real, Mac, D-A-T-F-E-E. You guys, he is just so hilarious. You have to check him out. Go on his Instagram. Like I said, it's Too Real Mac That Fee, D-A-T-F-E-E. And basically, he says he's Instagram's best comedy show, and he's not lying. He plays about 6 to 8 different characters. Shush being the main character, Boston, which is Shush's boyfriend, Pops, of course, the daddy of Shush, Mossetta is the mother, Uncle Ross is the uncle, of course, Cash is the best friend, and Boss Hog, which he says Boss Hog is dead and gone, RIP. So I don't know if that's a word he uses. I don't know if that's an actual character. I'm still trying to figure him out. Patricia is his friend that does poetry. So funny. Then you have Miga, which is the loud neighbor from next door, and Mexican James, which is his artist. You guys, so one of his videos, he plays all the characters. That's what's so talented about it. So, of course, the videos are only 15 seconds because it's on Instagram. But in a matter of 15 seconds, he gives you a storyline. And then sometimes in 15 seconds, he's doing 3 and 4 characters. Like, this dude is really talented. He's hilarious. He's funny. He has over 150K followers. So you know he's doing something right. He is a talented young guy. Everybody's like, oh my God, he's gay because he plays a girl. He plays several different girls. I was looking at his regular pictures. The boy is not gay. And if he was, oh well, get over it. He's still very talented. But you guys need to check him out. And of course, me being from New Orleans, I gotta show my love. He is a New Orleans native, and I cannot wait. He's coming down here in January, and I will be going to see him. But you have to check him out, you guys. When I tell you, he has over like 4,000 posts. I mean, he has pictures, videos, everything. Shout out to you. Too Real Mac That Fee. It's a little tongue twister. Shout out to you. You are doing your thing. People are tagging me left and right every time you post a video. We love you. I am now a new follower. My name is Addicted the Number 2, Avi. So if you can follow me back, Too Real Mac That Fee, that'll be great because I can stay in the loop with everything that you're doing and, of course, broadcast it on later shows. I'm going to say the name again because as I'm recording this right now, people are like hitting me up on social media like, what? So it's Too Real Mac That Fee. Now I'm going to say it again. The number 2, Real, R-E-A-L, Mac, M-A-C, Dat, D-A-T, Fee, F-E-E. Follow him for some comedy. Like, anytime you need a laugh, he is hilarious, you guys. Shout out to you, Too Real Mac That Fee. I will be following you, and we will have some more followers coming your way. Keep doing your thing and making our day, baby. This is your girl, AM in the AM, you guys, with your daily dose of attention. Ivy, keep it up. Keep flagging me. Tag me and stuff. Email it, and I will get it out there to the world. Much love. Hope your holidays was great. See y'all guys later.
Hey everybody, this is Janelle, Get Bodied by Jay. And when I'm not in the gym working out, I am listening to YUL Radio with Zion, the Archangel of Radio. He is definitely keeping the ladies happy.
Yeah.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you. Keep my fingers off you, baby. I want you. Nah, nah. Cigars on ice, feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights, you got me pity, baby. I want you. Let's
body so fluorescent under these lights. Boy, I'm drinking, walking in my last 7 minutes. I'm rubbing on the roof, rubbing. If you say call that ribbon. Boy, I'm drinking, get my brain right. I'm on the brown, yeah, gangsta white. Louis shit, he sweat it out like wash rags. He wet out, boy, I'm drinking. I'm singing on the mic to my boy Toys. Then I fill the tub up halfway, then ride it with my surfboard. Surfboard. Graining on that wood, graining, graining on that wood. I'm swerving on that, swerving, swerving on that. Big body been serving all this, swerve, surfing all in this good, good. We walk up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this happen? Oh, baby. Drunk in love, we be all night. Last thing I remember is I built a full body.
If I do say so myself, if I do say so myself, hold up, stumble all in the house, time to back up all of that mouth that you had all in the car, talking about you the baddest thus far, talking about you be reppin' that bird, I wanna see all that I heard, no I slink, Clint Eastwood, hope you can handle this curve, four plague in a foyer, up my Warhol, slink, right to the side, ain't got the time to take jaws off on sight, catch a charge, I might, beat the box up like Mike. In 97, I bite, I'm Ike. Turn up, baby, no, I don't play. Now eat the cake, anime, say eat the cake. Anime, I'm nice, but y'all reach these heights. You gon' need G3, 4, 5, 6 flights. Sleep tight, we again in the morning. Yo, my breakfast, we gon' in.
Your favorite station's favorite station, YUL Radio, WATB 1420 AM.
America's first radio show tailor-made for the urban woman.
It's the final countdown!
All right! Yeah!
What's up, YULradio.com listeners? It's your boy JJ here. We're running down the sports on the Fan Zone today. Anything news, anything sports talk, we got you covered from the fans' perspective. I don't want that ESPN stuff. I want the fans' perspective coming at you like it is. So here we go. What's up, YULradio.com? It's your boy JJ, and you're now stepping into the Fan Zone. And on today's show, I'm going to be giving you update on Olympic gold medalist Lindsey Vonn, an NFL star set to retire, and a Tony Romo update. Let's get into it. 2010 downhill skier, Olympic gold medalist, aka Tiger Woods' girlfriend Lindsey Vonn, has had an up and down career. This year alone, she has tore her ACL on two occasions. One was in February and one just recently in mid-November on a trial run. Now, she still says she plans on competing in the Olympic Games next year in Sochi. That's insane. This has happened to numerous athletes. Derrick Rose, he missed a year. RG3 happened, and he came back a little bit. You know, he came back in minimal time and made his opening day start the next season. Same with AP. He did it 1 year, came back, ran for 2,500 yards or something like that. I mean, he almost broke the all-time record there. He was like 9 yards short. It was crazy. So I guess that just goes to show you the medical teams out there are getting so good. They're getting these athletes back out there so fast, so quickly. It's absolutely insane. So if Lindsey Vonn does compete in these winter games, that'll be insane. And if she medals, that'll be a story in itself. So ladies, look out for that. That'll be really, really fun to watch here coming up. I mean, that's tough there. That's tough. I give her mad props. We'll move on to the next segment. One of my favorite cornerbacks of all time, Nnamdi Asamoah, is set to retire as a Raider. He had 11 career interceptions. He was a first-round draft pick out of California in 2003. Three-time Pro Bowler. Made the All-Pro team two times in 2008 and 2010. The guy made a big impact in Oakland for a while there and was sought after by several teams, landing a deal with the Eagles, a big fat deal. They cut him, and that was basically his career. So, good career. Coming to an end, Nnamdi. See you later, man. I'm glad you're going in as a Raider. And an update. Tony Romo went under back surgery last week, meaning he is done, barring any kind of playoff run. He is done. That's all in Dallas. That's all for my segment. I appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm JJ Jurjevic. Follow me on Twitter at jjurjevic. That's J-J-U-R-J-E-V-I-C-H. Check me out on Instagram at GetYouOne. Shout outs to my team. YUL Radio, WATB 1420. I'm out.
I know that we are upside down, so hold your tongue and hear me out. I know that we were made to break, so what? I don't mind. You cue the lights, I'll draw the blinds. Don't dull the sparkle in your eyes. I know that we were made to break, so what? I don't mind. Are you gonna stay the night? Are you gonna stay the night?
Emily Littman, and I'm listening to Zion the Archangel. He's definitely keeping the ladies happy.
Are you gonna stay?
luscious din. Speak your mind in the luscious din. Free your heart in the luscious din. Perform in the luscious din. Be you in the luscious din. And most of all, listen to the luscious din. It's just the fix that you need.
Yeah.
I see you what.
WATB 1420, YULradio.com. Yes, you've fallen into the luscious den, and you're with the infamous Luscious Lonnie. And yes, I have Miss Berry here with me today. Say hey, Miss Berry.
Hello.
Hello, Radio Worlds. We hope your holiday season was holly and jolly, and you're ready for those New Year's resolutions because, yes, they're rolling around again. Losing weight is at the top of everyone's list. Yes. And we'll talk about that later. But on to some useful, useful news. Now, I found this thing, and I know I'm late, called Lumosity. Actually, there's no N in it. It's Lumosity. It's the ultimate brain training program. It has a prestigious research network collaborating with over 36 top universities worldwide for a human cognition project. And there's more to come. They have 7 published studies and scientifically designed games by taking cognitive and neuropsychological tasks out of their lab, and they turn them into challenging games. This is really cool. Now, I think you should join the movement because it fits any lifestyle. They have over 50 million members, and they're in over 182 countries. Now, myth states that the average human only uses 10% of our brain. Now, whether this is true or not, I want you to challenge your brain. Challenge your brain with games that work your attention, your memory, speed, flexibility, and problem solving. I would think that this is good for Alzheimer's patients. Now, keep in mind, I'm not a doctor. This is a physician's advice. But I think it would be good for them, recovering addicts, children with autism, because it works so many parts of your brain. So I think that you should give it a shot. Now, if you want some more information on this, go to YULradio.com, type in your girl, Luscious Lonnie, or Lonnie, and get the link. Now, I want you to get started, ladies and gentlemen, because I really think this tool is pretty awesome. You know, you think it's cool?
Yes, it is.
Yay, join the movement. Work your brain instead of being couch potatoes and watching reality TV. Now, I am a victim of watching it, but ladies and gentlemen, check it out. Remember, YULradio.com, type in Lonnie, and follow the link. Now, we're going to get some health tips from Ms. Berry, because she's back to tell us what to do to help us on our journey to weight loss.
Okay, hello and thank you, Lonnie. Hey. I'm the founder of Revelation Fitness, which is a fitness ministry designed to promote spiritual and physical health and overall wellness while integrating Christian principles that assist in providing a quality, holistic program. Now, today, I'm going to briefly discuss the importance of making sure you do not skip the most important meal of the day, which is, yes, right, your breakfast. Guys, do not skip breakfast. Studies show that eating a proper breakfast is one of the most positive things you can do if you're trying to lose weight. Listen, people who skip breakfast tend to gain weight. Not only does eating a healthy breakfast give you more energy to start a new day, but breakfast is linked to many health benefits, including weight control and improved performance. Study shows that eating a healthy breakfast as opposed to the donuts can help give you a more nutritionally complete diet, higher in nutrients, vitamins, and minerals. Also, improve concentration and performance in the classroom or boardroom, more strength and endurance to engage in physical activities, and lower cholesterol levels. Okay, so what does a healthy, balanced breakfast consist of? A balanced breakfast includes fresh fruit, a high-fiber breakfast cereal, low-fat yogurt, maybe whole wheat toast, a boiled egg, and low-fat milk. Okay, and if you are lactose tolerant, you can try soy milk, rice milk, or almond milk. So, in wrapping this up, eating healthy is a crucial component if you want to be successful in your quest in accomplishing better overall health. Remember to kickstart your day with a balanced, healthy breakfast.
You know it. Uncle Rufus here today, and boy, that Miss Berry fine. I'm telling you, see, you know, you got to listen to Miss Berry because she's telling you some good advice. You know, hey, Miss Berry, how you doing, baby?
Hey, Uncle Rufus.
Y'all, let's get Uncle Rufus out of here. Bye, Uncle Rufus. Thank you for visiting Uncle Rufus. Oh, ladies, listen to Miss Berry because you know what? Miss Berry has been on her quest of get fine spring break for a long time.
Yes, yes.
And she's never fallen off the wagon. Now, I fall off the wagon personally, but Miss Berry always brings what we need. And we're going to eat our salmon croquettes this morning because we are eating breakfast.
Yes, protein. Very good.
Thank you, Radio Lane, and listeners, for lending us your ears. We really appreciate it. And we'll be back with you next week. Miss Bear will be back with some more health tips.
Yes.
And she'll get you on the right track, ladies and gentlemen, to get rid of that fat.
Yes.
Thank you, YUO Radio family. You know how I say it. No texting and driving. No drinking and driving. Be safe. Keep it classy. Till next year.
Are you bored and disinterested in what's being played on the current radio stations these days? Well, if so, I have a solution for you. My name is Anna London, and I listen to Young Urban Lifestyles on YULradio.com. Check it out. You will not be disappointed.
Far away, we can't get back yesterday, but we young right now. We got right now, so get up right now. Cause all we got is right now. Tomorrow way too far away. Oh. Well, we can get back yesterday. But we young right now. We got right now. So get up right now. Cause all we got is right now. Get up right now. Cause all we got is right now. Tomorrow way too far away. Oh. But we can get back yesterday. But we young right now. We got right now. So get up right now.
Tonight is the night, and it can't be wrong. Not if it feels as right. Turn it up, scream it out, yeah. Tomorrow way too far away, but we can get back yesterday. But we young right now, we got it right now. So get up right now. Cause all we got is right now. Tomorrow way too far away, but we can get back yesterday. But we young right now, we got it right now. So get up right now. Cause all we got is right now.
You are tuned in to your favorite station's favorite station, YUO Radio, WATD 1420 AM.
America's first radio show tailor-made for the urban woman.
It's your girl, a plus size boo, Sajoya, here with loose lips and fashion tips given into you raw and uncut. Check me out on YUORadio.com.
Yeah.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
Yeah, baby.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Sajoya, the plus size boo, and you are tuning in to YULradio.com, and you know what time it is. It is Loose Lips with Fashion Tips. Yes, loves, I have
the scoop on the rocks. And when I say the rocks, I mean the carrots that these brothers is giving. So I reported to you that Evelyn, 37-year-old, you know, basketball wife star, stated she was 6 months pregnant on Instagram, showing her belly by her now fiance, LA Dodger Carl Crawford, who she had been secretly dating for a year. Well, on Christmas Eve, oh boy, popped a question with a $1.4 million engagement ring. Yes, honey, I said $1.4 million, with that ring coming to be 14.5 carats. That's what I'm talking about. Of course, she said, yeah, she'd be a fool not to. Anyhow, she took to Instagram showing the picture of the ring and also stating thank you so much for this beautiful design to Jason of Beverly Hills. She also hashtagged happiest girl in the world. So congratulations to Evelyn. Big ups to you guys, and you know, make happy with you on your blessings. On to other news. Of course, you heard of the engagement from Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, which is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now, he went on to basically reveal the details of his proposal to Miss Union. So what he is stating is that it was just a regular Saturday, just a regular day, you know, nothing major. And he had his youngest son hold up a sign with her name, the nephew hold up the sign saying, will you? And his older son hold up the sign that said, marry us. Just a regular Saturday, my kids were involved in it. We asked her to marry us all, not just me, because we are a package deal. So it was cool. It's what Mr. Wade said. So once again, big ups to you guys. And of course, she received a 8.5 carat ring as well. These rocks, I'm just saying, they chunky. Okay, where's mine at? I'm just saying though. Anyhow, congratulations to you all. And also, on to another rock, Tamar Braxton. She, of course, she's already married to, you know, Vincent Herbert. However, for Christmas, she showed off her chunky rock as well on Instagram, of course, stating, I'll say yes and yes and yes at Vincent a zillion years, because we will stay and fight. I love you forever. Man of my dreams, we're so true. Big ups to the rocks, okay? I mean, big ups to the ladies that's getting them, but big up to the rocks. I ain't mad. I ain't mad at all. On to other news. Excuse me, on to fashion. Yes, honey. Kiss Bartique. Yes, Bartique is a boutique that has a bar located inside of it. Now, I don't drink, but if I did, I think that would be great. However, it is a fly fashion boutique with a bar inside of it. And yes, ladies, you can shop and sip at the same time. It's located in Dallas, Texas. And they have fashionable bags, accessories, dresses, you name it, they got it. Some of their clothes can be seen being worn on celebrities such as Dee Woods, you know, formerly of Danny DeCane. So you definitely should check them out. Now, of course, you can shop online at their website, kissbartique.com, or on their Instagram at kissbartique. And that's being spelled KissBartique. Or in person at the store. So be sure to check them out. They are doing their 1-2 thing. They got it for the divas and the divos. So with that being said, that is my segment. Y'all make sure to follow me. It's your girl, Plus Size Boo Sajoya. Follow me on Instagram at plus_model_Sajoya. Facebook/plusmodelSajoya. And I will give you my email, but I ain't got time for y'all to be stalking. No. But anyhow, enjoy your holidays. Much love from the YUL family. And we're out on Loose Hoops with Fashion Tips on YULRadio.com.
This is Sarah Lowe, and I'm hanging out with Zion the Archangel on YULRadio.com. He's definitely keeping the ladies happy.
Katy Perry, Juicy J. Let's rave.
I knew you were. You were gonna come to me.
And here you are.
But you better choose carefully.
Cause
I'm capable of anything. Of anything. Everything.
Make me your Aphrodite. Make me your one and only. Don't
make me your enemy. Your enemy. Your enemy.
So you wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this?
no going back.
She's a beast. I call her karma. She eats your heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer. Be careful. Try not to lead her on. Shawty heart is on steroids, cause her love is so strong. You may fall in love when you meet her. If you get the chance, you better keep her. She's sweet as pie, but if you break her heart, she turns cold as a freezer. That fairy tale ending with a knight in shiny armor. She can be my sleeping beauty. I'm gonna put her in a coma. Damn, I think I love her. Shot it so bad, I sprung and I don't care. She rap me like a roller coaster, turn the bedroom into a fair. Her love is like a drug, I was trying to hit it and quit it. But lil' mama so dope, I messed around and got addicted.
So you wanna play?
You're listening to YULradio.com.
I am your host,
Zion, the Archangel, JJ, and your girl, the plus size boost of joy.
Yeah.
Let's wake up. It's dinner time.
YUL.
Turn up.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me
best man to ever do it.
Yeah! Let it hit him.
You're listening to YULradio.com.
Lego. Turn up.
YUL listeners, you are now tuning in to WATB 1420 AM on YULradio.com. And you know who it is. It's your girl, the plus size booster, Joya. And of course, I'm here with my boy, JJ.
What's up?
How you doing, JJ?
I'm living the dream today, as always.
Right?
And yourself?
Oh, you know, I'm lovely. Lovely, lovely. What's good with you, Zion?
Feeling good, feeling great.
All right. Now, we are really excited because what we have in the studio today, some sweets. You know, sweets always turn us all the way up, right?
Yeah.
All right. So this professional baker has cupcakes down. Every cupcake flavor you can think of, this lady can make. She learned to cook from her father. After baking cupcakes for her family, friends, and coworkers for years, she has taken those skills and created a successful cupcake business in Atlanta, Georgia. Please welcome to the YUL radio station, Miss Vash Ty Tate, owner and operator of Love My Cupcakes.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. We are very happy to have you. So please tell us, how long have you been baking cupcakes?
Well, cupcakes I've been baking for about 2.5 years. I was a single mother of two in Seattle, so it was kind of a way for me to create my kids' birthday cakes and sweets, because I'd always buy them from the stores, and most of it would get wasted because they either didn't like it or it just bland.
Yeah.
And so I said, hey, I could probably do that because I love to be in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of took what from cooking and applied it to baking, and I kind of just went from there.
Okay, it sounds good.
It does. I was digging in your website, and some of the flavors are pretty crazy, pretty out there, but I have to try them because they're cupcakes. But I want to know, what's a typical day for you, if you even have a typical day, like in the when you're baking cupcakes?
At first, I started to get all my products out, and then I have to have a TV show on. And normally, and lately, it's been Scandal. So I've been watching. I watch my late night shows because I bake late at night because I want the products to be as fresh as possible.
Mm.
So I usually bake late at night, and so I'm usually watching Scandal or NCIS or something on TV. And then I just kind of get in my mode, and I'm just saying, like, I get to bacon and whipping and yes.
Shaking the bacon powder out.
Exactly.
God, that's awesome. Right. That's really awesome. I mean, really, when I was digging in your website, there's so many flavors. I was like, how do you have that many cupcakes? And I just was just chocolate cupcakes or vanilla cupcakes or like strawberry cupcakes. But now,
right,
ladies and gentlemen, go check out the website.
Okay.
Go check out the website.
Is there a Mr. Cupcake?
There is a Mr. Cupcake. There is. He's actually my number one supporter. So he's my taste tester as well. So he kind of he gets the benefits because. And the thing I love about Mr. Cupcake is he keeps it real. So if it's not to where he knows my standards are, he will let me know because I never put out anything that is not my 100% best.
What's his sign?
What's his sign or mine?
His sign.
He is Scorpio.
And what's your sign?
Gemini.
Oh. I knew I liked you first.
You got the thumbs up from the producer.
Right. Golden. So tell me more about your business. What is it about baking cupcakes?
Well, to me, it's kind of like my me time because I also do work another full-time job. Okay. I work full-time. I have 3 kids. And I support a household, so that's kind of like my me time.
Girl, when do you sleep?
Sometimes on the weekend, okay, maybe a day or two during the week. Wow, maybe. Yeah, exactly. It's my time though that I get to spend, and I feel creative. I feel like this is my art because I get excited about new flavors and mixing flavors, and I get excited about trying new things. And I always go to the stores, and I'm like, I can spend hours in a baking supply store, and it's just like I walk in and it's like, oh. So I get really excited because I get to be creative about
it. Right. Okay. That's what's up.
What is the most cupcakes you've had to bake for one order?
I actually did the Taste of Norcross last year when I was only here for 2 months and I had to do over 1,000 minis.
Wow.
So
how big is a mini? Like an inch?
About an inch. It's about, you can put about 3 minis in one regular size. Okay. So I had to do 1,000 of those, and I actually think I ended up making 1,100.
Wow.
Yeah, I made 1,100 in, I believe it was like 6 hours.
Wow. 6 hours?
Yeah.
1,100 minis.
So you got like 2 stoves at home?
No. That's like 6 hours. It's one stove.
You got a double racket though, right?
Yes, I did a double racket, but I only had a hand mixer as well. So I didn't even have the stand mixer. I did everything by hand. I did all of the toppings, the frostings, everything is 100% from scratch.
Wow.
So
that's work right there.
Isn't it?
That's impressive. That's 1,000 cupcakes in a night.
Yeah.
Can anybody else do that?
Okay. I wouldn't even try it.
I wouldn't try it.
So what type of cupcakes you brought for us today?
I brought red velvet.
Yes.
Of course, because it's my favorite in the South.
One more time.
I did a chocolate peppermint. I have a pumpkin spice.
Wow.
I did a vanilla. And I believe... No, that's it. I did so... But I did more of red velvet because I heard that was the preferred flavor.
Oh, here, that is definitely the preferred flavor of the South.
Definitely.
I'm a red velvet fan.
Okay, so what's your favorite cupcake flavor?
My favorite actually is probably the Snickers. Because it's a chocolate cupcake and my chocolate cupcake is riches. It's so rich. It's so decadent. And then you add, there's a Snickers inside.
I want a buttercream.
Cupcake. And then it's topped and drizzled with caramel, chocolate sauce, and a Snickers.
Oh, that sounds real bomb. Okay, so now for those who are on a diet, please, you know, plug your ears. Okay, because I'm cheating today.
But I do offer gluten-free.
Oh, okay.
That's big, though. In today's world, that's huge. That's huge.
Yes, I do chocolate and vanilla gluten-free, so.
Okay. So you gluten-free out there. You don't have to be shunned away. You can you can indulge yourselves.
Exactly.
So your business seems to be flourishing. So that means you're busy all the time. How do you find time for fun for yourself?
I have to... Mr. Cupcake.
Mr. Cupcake.
He makes me take time for myself. He makes me make sure that I have time for my kids. Yeah. And he helps... He's my number one supporter. I mean, he's my backbone. So without him, I think I kind of would be a little bit lost. So... I actually give a lot of credit to him because he helps balance me, and he's when I'm stressed and I'm tired, and he gives me that little extra push to say, you know what, just get through this, and I got something planned for you.
Right.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
That's what you need, though.
It is.
You got to have that backbone.
You have to.
What sets your cupcakes apart from other cupcake bakers?
One of the big things is I take my time. Mm-hmm. I'm not about the mass producing and hurry and trying to get... I take my time. I put 100% effort into every order. So whether you're a celebrity, whether you're someone who just saw the website, every order is the same to me.
Gotcha.
And the fact that I also use a lot of high quality ingredients. I used to work for a food distribution center, so I know about the specialty chocolates. Mm-hmm. And that's what sets my chocolate cupcake apart is... Mm-hmm. It doesn't taste like the others because
you
I use really, really high quality products.
See, that's good to know. She got the secret.
I got the secret.
Well, see, that's nice, because you said you put like TLC into every order, whether it's just for a half dozen or a dozen. I'm sure that's how you guys sell them, right?
I do. I sell them by the half dozen.
Yeah, so, I mean, whether it's half dozen, dozen, or 20 dozen, she's putting the same effort into it, which is amazing.
Exactly. Right. And the other thing is, I also deliver.
No.
Yes.
You know, anywhere? Where?
Almost anywhere. I say within about a 15-mile radius. I'm located in Norcross. Okay. So in about 15 miles, but obviously there's a delivery charge. But that is the perks, because if you have a birthday party going on and you can't step away,
right,
I can deliver to you.
That's clutch.
Yeah.
So let's tell the listeners your website. How can they contact you? Instagram,
Facebook.
I am on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and it's all just Love My Cupcakes. L O V E E. So there's two E's. My Cupcakes, and then the website is www.lovemycupcakes.com, and then also contact number is 206-288-9155.
She is not playing. Do you have a store location or?
Not yet. That okay. is, I'm actually, if everything goes well, I hope to have a storefront by the end of December 2014.
Speak awesome. That into existence.
That is my goal.
That is what will happen. All right, now. All right, all right, y'all. Well, there you have it, Miss Dash Ty. Okay. Don't let that eye fool you, right?
Cupcake.
Love My Cupcakes. Y'all have to check her out. Follow her on Instagram, Twitter. Taste her cupcakes, okay? I'm telling you, she is doing her 1-2 thing. And be sure to follow YUL Radio on Instagram. Check out photos from today's interview and see the beautiful Vashti. I love my cupcakes. So there you have it.
Thank you.
Tune out on YULradio.com.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, everybody. This is Taj Infinity. I am listening to Zion, the archangel of radio. He definitely keeps the ladies happy.
It's not me and you, it's not me, it's you. You're reckless and you know it, they don't love you like I do. Say you're moving on, well I guess that's just emotion. I guess that's just emotion. Oh, I guess that's just emotion. Oh, I guess that's just emotion. I guess that's just emotion. I don't have a flow to give. I've been moving state to state in my leather and my Timbs like it's 1998. And my dog Chubby Chub, that's my info from the way. On the east side of the city, that's where everybody stay. Seem like everybody calling cause they want me on their song. It's like every time I touch it, I can never do no wrong. When they need a favor from your man, they don't leave you alone. I guess that's just emotion. Yeah. Then their phone doesn't ring when they got everything. That's the motion. Oh, I guess that's just emotion. Oh, I guess that's just emotion. Yeah. Looking back on it, at least my pride is intact. Cause we said no strings attached and I still got tied up in that. Everything that I write is either for or about her. So I'm with her even when I'm here without her. And she know it, the girl that I wanna save is like a danger to my health. Try being with somebody that wanna be somebody else. I always thought she was perfect when she was being herself. Don't even know how to help, but I guess that's just emotion. Should probably come around soon as I settle down. That's the motion. Oh, I guess that's just the motion. Oh, I guess that's just the motion. I guess that's just the motion.
That's nothing more. Your heart hit the floor.
I guess that's just the motion.
morning show. They always have the hottest, most energy, all the new records. It's crazy. I love the morning show. Those are my people, ATL, everywhere. You can hear them everywhere. So make sure you keep it locked. Stay tuned. Do whatever you have to do. Sit in the car, roll the windows up. Make sure you tune in every day.
This is Vashti Tate of Love My Cupcakes, and when I'm not baking cupcakes, I'm listening to YULradio.com.
Wake up, y'all, and you're listening. This is Reverend B. Cox with your message from above.
Wake up.
Fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Wake up, everybody.
Yeah.
As I reflect on 2013, I realize that God is a good God and a merciful God. Because I realized that millions did not make it, but I'm so glad that I'm one of the ones who did. To Psalm 2013 was great. We met new people, found new love, new relationships, started jobs, careers, graduated from college, graduated from school, moved into our new home, started new ventures, conquered fears, and set goals and accomplish these goals and the things we set out to do. And for some of us, 2013 has not been such a good year. It's been a year of trials, tribulations, suffering, hurt, broken heart, bad relationship, loss of job, sickness, confusion, doubt, emptiness, and setbacks. But as we reflect on 2013, we take the good and the bad, and we learn from them, and we accept this lesson God has taught us. Because at the end of the day, we survive. So as we look forward to 2014 and leave 2013 behind, we look forward to 2014 with expectation. We look forward to pressing the restart button. We look forward to God ordering our steps. Now it's up to us on to whether we decide to set New Year's resolutions or to do whatever we want to do. But my hope, my New Year's resolution for us as a whole, as a community, as a nation, is that we walk by faith and not by sight. That we trust God come what may. That we expect more from God and expect more from ourselves. We set the bar high for ourselves. Remember, whatever we do in 2014, don't do it without God. Because what God has for you is better than what we have planned for ourselves. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. I pray over your life. I pray blessings over your life. I pray a hedge of protection around you and your family right now. This is D-Cop with a message from above. I love you, and may the Lord God bless you real, real good. Happy New Year.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Ollie J. Williams, and I'm in the studio with Zion, the Archangel. He keeps all the ladies happy. Bye, love.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low.
Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Staring at the bottom of your glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. But dreams come slow and they go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark, same old empty feeling in your heart. Cause love comes slow and it goes so fast. Well, you see her when you fall asleep, but never to touch and never to keep. Cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Oh, 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 no. And you let her go.
Listening to YULradio.com.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
I hope you had fun. Come back again.
Goodbye.